The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Everybody, Alan Ellis here with, oh my goodness, hold on, time to clear my throat.
Hi, everybody. I didn't realize that 4 minutes went that quick. Wow.
Wow, sorry about that. I hope you didn't hear any of that, but maybe you did. So, I apologize. So, this is the Outdoors and Radio Show. We talk about fishing and hunting in the great outdoors. My name is Alan Ellis, and my wife's name is Robin Ellis, and she's right here. Very nice of you to be here this morning, sweetie.
Thank you very much.
Yes, indeed. Wasn't sure I was going to be here last night. I mean, as far as on the show. And here's why. Went to get something out of the truck. I don't even know what time it was.
It wasn't late.
8 o'clock, somewhere maybe. Around there? I don't know.
No, it wasn't even that late.
Okay. So I walked out our sidewalk, had the keys in my hand. Clicked on the truck to open the truck. Truck lights came on. The doors open. And we have one step at the end of our sidewalk. And then it drops down to curb level. Well, somehow I missed that step. But I didn't miss it quite enough. The back of my heel caught the step. And it shot me forward. And I fell hard. And on my way down, my head struck the bumper of my truck, front
but
bumper.
But your hip and your knee took the brunt of it, your hand and your knee
My left hand, my left knee took the brunt of the fall, but I felt my head bounce off the bumper. My glasses went sprawling across the road. So there I am, dazed and confused. I didn't go out. Excuse me. Didn't go out. But a lot of pain. Everywhere. So,
thank you to the UPS man.
No, it's FedEx.
FedEx.
My immediate concern was whether something was broken, or you know I was about to go out, or you know I lose consciousness or something. But fortunately, there was a guy there, FedEx guy, right there on our street, and he must have heard me or saw it or something. Because I wasn't quiet, I did yell when I hit, and he comes over and he wants to help me immediately. Can I help? Can I pick you up? Can I help you? What can I do? I said, hold on a minute. I said, I'm just trying to take a self inventory here. Just let me run through a mental checklist to see what's going on here. Well, can I help you up? I said, buddy, I'm sorry. Just give me a second here to gather myself. Okay. So I want to see where all the pains are and where, and he kept talking, and it was.
There's a reason he did.
I know he's trying to keep me conscious. I understand that. So I said, just give me a second, and he did. And I'm thinking, okay, any bones broken? No bones broken. Where's the pain? Left leg, left hand, right side of my head, eyes, you know, the whole deal. So, and that only took a second or two, you know. So he said, can I help you up? I said, no, just let me get up on my own. He said, can you count to 10? And I said, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. He said, can you count backwards? And I said, sure, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. He said, okay, good, thank you. He said, I have a martial arts studio as well. And he said, every now and then when somebody gets kicked in the head, we got to go through kind of this, you know, concussion protocol. I said, well, I appreciate that. Thank you. I said, I think I'll be all right. He said, do you need help in your house? I said, no, I think I can make it. I'm going in and tell my wife immediately. Oh, she's in there? I said, yes, yeah, she's in there. I said, and she's medical professional, and she'll help me out. So he was very nice, but I will tell you something. The swelling started on the side of my head. It's still there. There was a mouse on the corner of my eye.
A what?
A mouse. A swelling.
They call a mouse?
Mouse? Yeah. When you get a black eye or get hit on the side of your eye, you get a little puffy thing there. They call it a mouse. Yeah. There's a little cut there on the side of my eye. Head's still swollen up.
You don't look half as bad as I thought you were going to look.
Oh, thank you. Scrapes on my knee and my thigh. My palm of my left hand is scraped, and there's a big black and blue mark there in the palm of my hand. So, all in all, I'm very fortunate, very clumsy, but also very fortunate that I feel as good as I do. The Tylenol did help last night. There's no question about that. So, but the body aches, and I'm guessing it's going to ache tomorrow. Both shoulders hurt, neck hurts, legs hurt, head hurts, so. But we'll fight through it, won't we, Robin? The only time I was hospitalized or injured that I didn't do the I did a radio show from the hospital bed when I had Guillain-Barré in 95. The only one I didn't do. Chris, were you the producer? No, I think it was Brian Farlow. When I had the kidney stone on a Friday night?
No, was not me.
No. No. Kidney stone put me on the ground back, I don't know, 2010? Put me on the ground in July of 2010, 10 o'clock at night. Wound up in the emergency room. They didn't see me till almost 4 in the morning. Excruciating pain. I called Brian and said, look, you're going to have to put a pre-recorded show on. I'm in the hospital. I'm in a lot of pain. I don't know what this is. And once they hit me with whatever they hit me with as far as the good drugs, I was out for a couple hours. Woke up, pain was still there. Doctor came in and said, you have a kidney stone. I said, great. He said, it's too small to break up with the ultrasound. I said, wonderful. So it was 3 weeks till that thing broke up. But I will tell you what, that last night scared me. It really did. I'm usually pretty cautious. Am I not?
I plead the Fifth Amendment.
Why?
Because you and I have an ongoing fight about looking down when you walk.
Yeah. That's only because I don't want to break something that the grandson scattered on the floor.
You don't look.
I don't look. Men don't look down.
Then fall. I have no pain. I thought last night was bad. I felt bad. I know you're hurt.
Yep.
We had to relive it 5 or 6 times on the Ring doorbell lap. Okay.
The video was pretty cool.
I didn't want to watch it. And I was up with him. Don't think I'm being cruel. I was up every hour, waking him up, make sure he was all right.
Yeah, you did that.
Every hour.
You did that.
So it's been a long night.
Yep.
But I just...
Yes.
Nothing.
Yes. Blame the victim. Is that what you're doing here?
No, but you don't listen. So
I don't listen. Well, you know, it was.
I learned a long time ago, falling one good time. You look when you down when you walk, especially. I'm only 58, but I've got an artificial hip and an artificial knee. I look down.
Yep.
Okay.
Yes, you do. You know what happens. You get in a hurry. I wanted to get back in the house. You get in a hurry, and you don't. And you're not as careful as you should be.
And I also told him not to go
day.
Outside, but he didn't listen to that either. So,
well,
did I not?
Yeah, you did.
Mm-hmm. I said, just let it go tonight. Don't go back out there.
Well, I know, but I did.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, you feel better now?
Not yet.
410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. I'm not looking for any sympathy. I just want to let you know, if I weren't here today, you know what happened from the horse's mouth. So, what are you laughing
Nothing.
About? The what?
Nothing. I'm right here. I'm right beside you.
Yeah, you are. Sorry the snow got canceled. Anyway, 410 WCBM 680. We talked the first hour about a couple of things that are going on in the Department of Natural Resources and the Fisheries, Fishing and Boating Service. They are taking a look at cut bait, using game fish for bait for flathead catfish, using cut bait, and changing some of the regulations on that. They are also looking at increasing the penalties for fishing violations. And I think I have that somewhere. I thought I did. I thought I printed it out. But basically, they want to increase the penalties. They're going to do away with the 30-day suspension of your fishing license and go to 90 days as a minimum. Here it is right here. So it removes the 30-day suspension tier. Move violations currently in the 30-day suspension tier to the 90-day suspension tier, and add tiers for possession of striped bass during a closed season. 1 to 4 fish, your license will be suspended for a year. 5 to 9 fish, your license will be suspended for 2 years. If you have 10 or more fish, your license will be suspended for 5 years. There will be penalties added for setting crab pots prior to the start of the season. 5 to 14 pots set before the season, 5 points, 15 or more pots set before the season, 10 points. And then they will remove the penalty for limited crab catcher licensee setting more pots than allowed. So that's the commercial penalty code for crabbing and recreational update on striped bass and removing the 30-day suspension. So for the recreational updates, here's what the department says. The lowest tier of recreational suspension is ineffective in discouraging illegal activity and places too much of an administrative burden on the department for too little return. In other words, the juice ain't worth the squeeze. The work group recommended elevating the 6 violations that currently occur a 30-day suspension to the 90-day tier and entirely removing the 30-day tier from regulation. The addition of tiers for possession of striped bass during a closed season is intended to recognize the increasing gravity of the offense when larger numbers of striped bass are kept out of season. When the current 1-year suspension was adopted for the possession of striped bass during a closed season, 1 year was the maximum recreational suspension for any one violation. The department has since added 2-year and 5-year tiers for recreational violations. Adding tiers to the position of TIERS to the possession of striped bass out of season will recognize the difference between keeping a small number out of season versus a larger number, which will ensure that the more egregious offenders are punished in a more severe manner than the less egregious offenders. So I think that's a good thing. If you'd like to comment on that, the use of cut bait, if you'd like to see these proposed regulations and you know what's open for comment, you need to go to the change in fishing regulations page. Let's talk to Steve. Good morning, Steve.
Morning.
What's up?
I got two things. First of all, how long have you guys been married?
How long?
I think it's been like almost 30 years now, seems like.
Yeah, I've been married for 31 years and everything. The secret to my marriage has always been a very simple rule. She's always right.
So I've been married more years than I've been unmarried. Not always to Rob.
But we've only been married 3 years.
We've only been married 2.5 years. So,
see,
and been together 5.
Yeah, she's always right. Just remember that.
We've been married 3 years, huh?
I said 3 years. Been together 5.
No, you said 2.5.
3.5.
See, he doesn't even know how to do math.
Oh, she's good at math. You don't have to worry about that.
He's talking about you.
Talking about me. You're right, dear.
All right, my second thing.
Yeah.
I'm not a hunter. I enjoy listening to your show and everything, but I'm not a hunter, but I am very, very interested in politics and what goes on in Annapolis and, yeah, and D.C. and stuff. So could you dumb down that bill a little bit and everything so I fully understand it?
Which one?
The one about the deer and everything, because I love deer. We see them in our yard all the time. We're right in Reisterstown and everything. But the deer wander through our yard all the time and everything, and just love seeing them. And I just want to know more about that.
Okay, because it's a publicly owned resource, okay, the sale of white-tailed deer or the commercial hunting of deer is prohibited.
Okay.
This bill would allow hunters and others to sell their deer, provided it's donated to a food program.
Oh, okay.
Okay. But it's basically opening the door for the commercial sale of venison. It's taking a resource that the citizens of Maryland own and turning it into a profit for somebody.
Right.
And what prompted this was the actions of the county executive of Anne Arundel County, Stuart Pittman, when he used, I think, $200,000 or something like that of COVID money, federal COVID money, to pay hunters to kill deer and have it processed.
Oh, okay.
Okay, out of COVID money, as long as those deer were donated to the food bank. And it's they had to initiate a program with the deer processors, the guys that cut up deer for, you know, for the hunters and so forth, and pay the hunters for their, quote, their efforts of hunting.
Gotcha.
So they said, oh, even though the Attorney General of Maryland said that this practice is illegal, the county executive of Anne Arundel County, Stuart Pittman, basically stuck his finger in the eye of the Attorney General and the Department of Natural Resources and said, our legal team said we can do it. Screw you.
Wow.
Now, that's prompted this bill, House Bill 594, that would authorize that type of a system statewide.
HB 594, got it.
Okay.
I will definitely look into that more. And I know all about Pittman. He's what I call a politician, not a representative. I've kind of looked at the verbiage of what people use in politics and everything, and there are politicians, and then there's representatives of the people. And I make a very clear distinction between the two.
That's good.
Good distinction.
Very good. Yep.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right, buddy. You got it. Thanks for the call.
Take care. Bye bye.
Can I say something real quick?
Yeah. You're the co-host. You can say anything you want.
Yes, sir. I'm really not uncaring or unfeeling. I just have to deal with this a certain way to get through it. It was very upsetting last night. Okay.
What you're talking about?
Your head.
My injury?
Yeah. No, your head. Your energy.
My injury, my accident, my fault.
That's one of the things. He is such a man when he comes to sickness and hurt. And I love you all men out there. But I've explained to you, and my daughter thinks the same thing about me. When people get hurt, I don't freak out. I'm very clinical because of my training. I get it done. And then I break down when everything's over or if it you need to break down over it, okay? Unless you've lost an appendage, I don't usually go berserk. So I'm not being a cold-hearted wife who's making fun of you. Well, kind of, because you still don't look down. But I just have to – I can't give that up. I just want you to be safe, and sometimes you just got to listen.
You're right, dear.
Thank you. But I'm not cold-hearted. I have to get through. But I don't want anybody to think I am. I just have to get through things a certain way.
I know with your training and as many emergency situations as you dealt with in your 25 years at the hospital and as working at shock trauma in the emergency room.
That was training, yeah.
Yeah. You did that.
Yeah, for a couple months.
You have to look at that with a clinical eye rather than get all emotional. Oh, you hurt your head. Oh, my gosh. I understand that about you.
And my daughter always thought I was so abusive when I was growing up because, I wasn't the one that ran and got her an antibiotic every time she sniffled.
I got it.
But that's just me. I'm not.
You did assess the situation with a clinical eye.
Right, and had a hard time getting you to do anything I told you to do, like put ice on it, hold the ice on it, take it on, take it off. But the ice hurts worse. It doesn't matter. Put the damn ice, darn ice on.
Got it. Anybody on the line? Let's talk to Glenn.
Save us, Glenn.
Glenn, come on, hurry.
Hey, Alan, Rob.
How you doing, buddy?
Hey, Glenn.
Yeah,
we know the feeling today.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear about your little injury thing last night.
And, well, you know.
Anyway, I've done a little bit of hunting, not too much, but next to chase me out when I can go. Of course, since the accident I had, I'm not driving. And other things. Anyway, so just wondering how you all been?
We're doing good. You're doing good.
How's your hunting been?
Well, I had a great season. I mean, I took 2 sick of deer stags and a whitetail buck that was pretty nice. And, I dropped the hammer on one the other night and the gun didn't go off. And I got a great suggestion from Joe, which I forgot about. You drizzle a little 4F powder down the nipple. After you've loaded the gun, you put some 4F powder down the nipple and put your cap on, the gun will always go off. I think that the nipple did not have, the number 11 cap did not have enough juice to set the powder off for some reason, because it's a new can of black powder, and it should be no reason. And the last thing I did before I went afield was I took a nipple pick and ran down the and opened the touch hole, make sure that was open. So I mean, there shouldn't have been any reason for that not to go off, but we'll figure it out. I have to fire it. I'm going to try a different brand of cap, and I wish I would have bought something other than what I bought to do this last season. Is what it is.
I didn't really get to go because it was a somewhat little messiest. So
it was cold and messy and windy, that's for sure, no question.
So I didn't even go. Did do some sort of a snow goose hunting.
Yep. You sound a little better today. Sound like you're up a little up today.
Yeah, I'd be up a little more, but the phone I usually call on got Thursday evening, just at some point, got lost, and I haven't been able to find it, so.
Right.
And to call, and all it does is go right to voicemail, so I don't know where it's at.
You know where it is?
It won't ring, so.
Oh, man. I'm sorry to hear that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I was up through there yesterday. I was up through there twice this week. Already, believe it or not, Thursday and Friday, and boy, I'll tell you, there's some snow geese up there.
Yeah, we're having
right on 213, what is that, 291, where that comes out, I believe. They're right there, man. It's thousands and thousands of them. So, but can you get access to them? I don't know. And there's some in Queen Anne's County, too, what is that, 213 at the end there, Queen Anne's County.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I don't know if we'll get out or not. Saw lots of blue goose mixed in with them. Saw lots of eagle heads.
Yeah.
It was very interesting to see those. I've got a beautiful mature eagle head right here. Eagle head is a blue goose. It's a blue phase of a snow goose. And it's got some darker coloration. It's really pretty. So.
Yeah.
Yep. So they're easy to pick out.
They have crossed the road from us, but get up and do right.
Yeah, I got it.
Stir around and go back down. So.
Sure. So. All right, buddy. Well, thank you for the call.
You take it easy, Glenn.
Yeah. You too. Yeah. I'll take care and God bless you all. Bye.
Thank you, Glenn. You take care, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Nice to hear from Glenn. So, what am I doing?
It's time for our first break.
That's what I'm doing. I'm reaching right now for the scripts. Oh, my. So, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. We like talking about them. They're good people.
Yep.
Bill's a really nice guy. Their service department is just fantastic. And you know what? They've got the product. they don't mind bringing in plenty of product. I mean, stuff like pellets for pellet stoves and pellet grills. They carry the bags of pellets if you need them. They got them. They'll sell you a whole pallet full, 50 bags, you know, and they've got them in stock. So Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville knows fire. If you're looking for a new grill, pellet grills by Traeger. They've got the big smoker grills by Big Green Egg and Kamado Joe. Right there, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. How about premium gas logs? You want to create the look of a beautiful fire in your current fireplace without a big investment? Well, you can install the real fire logs in your fireplace. It gives it that beautiful glow on a chilly evening. You want to put a fireplace in your living room. Gas wall fireplaces can add a special look to any room. And how about outside? Sit around the gas fire table on your deck or in your yard, build some s'mores, toast some marshmallows, and it's beautiful addition and distinctive addition to your deck or your backyard. You can see all that at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Now's the perfect time to own a new pellet stove, a gas stove, an electric stove, or a wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom, Route 50, Exit 44, Graysonville, Kent Island, and be ready for the cold weather now.
We tried every place over here, and they know fire the best.
Thank you. I'll add that. I'll add that. BackyardBillies.com is the website. Hearth America is the Facebook page. 410-827-4500, 827-4500. Beautiful day to go there today. Backyard Billy's open 7 days a week, Route 50, Exit 44. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. Do you know I love my Linux spray-on bed liner? This is the fourth one I've had since Linux became a sponsor back in the day, right out of the box when we relaunched the show. Linux spray-on bed liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest truck bed liners on the market. Whether you're a farmer, a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a weekend warrior, your Linux bed liner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Whether you're throwing tree stands in there, tackle boxes, ATVs, crab pots, any kind of tools, construction equipment, lumber, your Linux bed liner will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Linux at Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway, 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Bobby Hawkins is the man, 410-487-6405. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard at 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Give Jack Carver a call at 410-455-0800. Bay Linex at Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex, that's LINE-X, can install tough truck gear accessories too, like, you know, steps to get in your truck and tonneau covers to cover your load and all kinds of bug shields and, you know, fender liners and all that kind of stuff. And they can also protect your vehicle from rust. They spray on a product called Value Guard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Bay Linux Glen Burnie. That's 410-487-6405 or Catonsville Linux, 410-455-0800. Install your Linux spray-on truck bed liner today. Clyde Sports Shop, their fishing sale's coming up. That's right. Starts on Friday, March 5th, runs through Sunday, March 15th. All their fish and tackle for perch and trout is on sale. Take your empty spools in from your reels and get your spools filled with fresh line starting at 1 cent per yard. And if any other line, monofilament premium line, is what you desire, they'll do it for half price at the 10-day sale. Shakespeare, Ugly Stick, and all Fluger rods and reels are on sale. Penn spinning reels are on sale featuring the Battle 2 series. The Fluger spinning reels are on sale with the President series. Kids fishing kits start at $19.95 and all trolling tackle, Clark spoons, and Sea Striker planers and more are all on sale. Make sure you check out the full line of St. Croix rods. Clyde Sport Shop has live and frozen bait for any species, crabbing supplies, fishing licenses, rod repairs, and all the terminal tackle you need. 410-242-6108, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. 410-242-6108, since 1957, Clyde Sport Shop. We'll be right back.
Snow's coming in overnight tonight and for Sunday, with winter weather alerts popping across the Mid-Atlantic, some 5-inch-plus totals for us this weekend, and some teens by tomorrow night. 48 degrees are high this afternoon, low tonight 34 with overnight snows, additional snows on Sunday with some 5-inch-plus storm totals, high Sunday 39 degrees, low Sunday night 17, and then sunshine Monday 32. I'm Scott Lauriemore at the Weather Channel on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Put another log on fire. Cook me up some bacon and some beans. And go out to the car and change the tire. Wash my socks and sew my old blue jeans. Come on, baby, you can fill my pipe. And then go fetch my slippers. And boil me up another pot of tea. Then put another log on the fire, babe. And come and tell me why you're leaving me.
Second verse worse than the first. I love it.
I love it. Your next caller?
Yes.
It's really funny because I was thinking about him this morning. I was going to tell him you need to call him for a coffee date.
Yeah, Dale. Uncle Dale, good morning.
Pretty good imitation of the old fat clay retired biologist with your, shall we say, your dexterity and nimbleness.
My dexterity and nimbleness went out the door when my heel caught the step last night,
yeah,
that's for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, I could have gone into a shoulder roll and wound up on my feet, but I just decided that bouncing my head off the bumper was a better idea.
Yeah.
And thank you for your comment, Captain Don. He wanted to know how the bumper was.
Well, you came in and said you dented the bumper, or you did something to the bumper. I said, how did you do something to the bumper? He said, I knocked the dirt off of it.
That's all I did. I knocked the dirt off the bumper. Yeah.
Well, it sounds like it could have been a lot worse.
It could have been. Yes, it very much could have been. Yeah, I could have lost teeth. I could have shattered an eye socket. I could have broke my cheek. I could have done anything, you know. So
I want to know if you're restricted about going up ladders, because my boss, she seems to be looking at a ladder, goes ballistic.
No, I don't like ladders, okay? We have a good one here, and I don't mind climbing it. Because the ceilings back here are like, what are they, 12 and a half feet, something like
more
that.
More than that, I think.
I think they're more than that. And I've got a lot of mounts up there, and I got to get up there and dust them every now and then.
I understand.
But, Robin doesn't like me on a ladder. I don't care much for it, but, you know, we have one of those safety jobs that's pretty sturdy, and I usually have a spotter, so.
Okay.
Yep.
That's good. Yeah. Alan, who was the sponsor of that venison bill?
That's a good question.
That is a very good sponsor, and I don't know where this fellow's from. Delegate Fraser Hidalgo. I think it's in. Not sure if it's in Arundel County or whatever.
It will be very, very interesting to see how the Shore delegates treat that.
It will be very interesting.
Because you know how in tune they are with the farmers over here.
Oh, my gosh. No question. Same way with Anne Arundel County. Same way with the county executive over there.
He is a
farmer. He has a huge farm. And he's surrounded by big landowners, big wealthy landowners why can't I say the section of the county? What's down past Edgewater? What's that?
Well, Southern County. Very rural. A lot of horse farms down there.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And the Claggett sisters are from that area, which are, you know, the ones that are always testifying on the Sunday hunting bills.
Sunday hunting, yeah.
Yeah, how what?
When you said that, all I could think of is the Baldwin sisters from the Waltons.
The Baldwin sisters from the Waltons. Weren't they the ones with the recipe?
Uh-huh.
That's what I thought.
Well, but it seems to me that the shore delegates over here particularly, it's going to be interesting to see how they treat this.
Yep.
And right. If there's a companion bill, it's going to be filed in the Senate.
Well,
interesting if there wasn't.
Do you know who the new lobbyist is now for the farm community?
No, who?
Mac Middleton.
Oh, for God's sake. Well, what goes around comes around. Sleazeball politicians, they never die. They just morph into lobbyists.
Okay.
Tell us how you really feel.
How do you really feel, Dale? Oh, my gosh. Okay. Well, hey, coffee. Let's do some coffee, okay?
Yeah, this week. Yeah, I'll give you a shout sometime.
All right, do that.
Yep. Good enough.
Please
take
it.
I'm glad you're well. That's good.
Yep, indeed. Better than I thought I was going to be.
That's good. That's good. Good enough.
Yeah, buddy.
Robin, how's the new edition?
Amazing. But not as easy as the first one. This one's a little more whiny.
Oh, okay. All right. Well,
the other one was like a breeze.
Well, I just got you ready for this one.
Mm. She's really cool, though. They are getting me through this crazy time in our world right now.
There you go. Yep. Purpose for everything.
You got that right.
Good enough.
So, did you hear my deer story?
Oh yes. I was kind of wondering why that didn't.
I don't know. I did everything perfect. I really did.
I mean, the nipple was clear and everything.
Yep.
And,
yeah. Yeah. I don't think the cap had enough power, and the brand. I've always questioned that brand, so I'm going to investigate the hotter thing.
I was going to say that would be the only thing I could think of was the cap, and then it was. You say it was a new cap?
Yeah, brand new.
You did load the gun this time, right?
I loaded the gun this time. Yes, thank you very much for that reminder. But yes,
I've been there, done that too. So
yep.
No comment.
Second year in a row. Misfire. Never had a misfire in my life till last year and this year. Second year in a row. Last year I had an excuse. The gun wasn't loaded. This year there was no excuse for the gun not to go off.
Yeah.
But it's a blessing in disguise. Like I said, the sight picture wasn't great.
Yeah.
I was excited. And who knows? But the good news is I now know we have two quality bucks
there
on the property that I hadn't seen at all this year.
There you go.
So I'm happy.
Yep.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Take care. We'll talk.
Dale, have a great day.
You too, Robin. Thank you.
See you, buddy. Bye-bye. Yeah. So who's on the line there, Chris?
We have Walt from Wilmington, Delaware.
Walt from Wilmington. Good morning, Walt. How are you doing, sir?
Good morning. I actually look forward to working on Saturdays because I'm coming down 3:01 to work.
Nice.
Narrows.
Yep.
And I enjoy listening to you guys.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah,
thank
I
you,
actually really enjoy your segment a little ways back, talking about cooking and crabs.
Oh, yeah.
I almost chimed in there. Boy, do I have some recipes for you.
Well, I'll tell you what, Walt. I'll tell you what. Here's the deal. We publish a magazine called Marilyn Loves Crabs.
Oh, really?
And you can go online and see it at mdlovescrabs.com. And we'd be glad to take your recipe suggestion.
Okay, I'll start off with a crab and avocado omelet. Oh, my goodness.
That sounds wonderful.
That sounds good, yeah.
Oh, it's my go-to for entertaining.
Great.
So the reason I'm calling, I used to be an avid hunter 35 maybe years ago.
Yeah.
And ended up giving it up.
Yep.
And recently I've gotten back into firearms as home defense.
Right.
So my question, which leads me to my question about double dutying home defense weapons as survival hunting weapons.
Sure.
Any recommendations, or would you recommend going out and getting a dedicated hunting rifle and or shotgun?
I will tell you something. If you have a pump action shotgun of any kind, you can use that for both. The barrel might be a little long for home defense, but the sound of
an 18.5-inch barrel.
18.5-inch barrel. A little short for waterfowl, but you could certainly use it. Use it for turkey. But as far as a home defense, that's perfect. That's perfect for shooting down the hallway or through a wall if you have to.
Right.
When you cock it. I'm sorry?
Robin's saying the sound that's made when you cock the shotgun, when you load the shotgun, that's as much of a deterrent as anything.
Right.
Or this.
Variety of ammunition, but I didn't know whether to get a long barrel for it as well or dedicate it. And then as far as, like, say, an AR style, AR-15.
Pump action shotgun will clear a hallway. You might have to put some more carpet down and spackle. But, you know, that would be my go-to for anybody. Even a 20-gauge. You know, I mean, it doesn't have to be big. It doesn't have to be a lot. You're going to use this to defend your life. Okay.
Right.
Now, my personal choice is a pump action 12-gauge shotgun.
Right.
But I have one here that is a pump action 20-gauge shotgun, which is a youth model, which will work just fabulous for that.
Good. Very good.
Yep.
Appreciate the advice, and again, enjoy listening to you guys.
Can I add something here real quick?
Sure.
Well, there's a saying.
Yeah.
There's a saying, beware the man who has one gun and knows how to use it well.
I like that.
There you go.
I actually have been taking some tactical weapons lessons from a local shooter up here.
Sure, sure. I mean, I'm not discounting the AR style or anything like that. I mean, I saw a bullpup the other day that looked pretty fascinating to me. And, you know, but there were some issues in the design. So just, the old saying, KISS, keep it simple, stupid.
Right.
Get something you know how to handle and are confident with. And if you're confident with a semi-automatic shotgun that you use for goose hunting, you know, and you want to keep that at hand, why not?
Right.
You know how to load it in the dark because you've done it all the time. You know how the shells eject, you know how to, you know, keep it simple, you know.
Very good. I appreciate you taking
And
time
double barrel, money. Double barrel, nothing wrong with a double barrel shotgun either. Easy brick. That's the one they use in all the, movies, you know, when there's somebody stalking somebody in the house, they've got a double barrel shotgun. It looks dramatic.
I'm telling you, I love that. Boom, boom.
Yeah. You like the racking action of the, the pump.
Yeah, that would take me out. I'd be done. I wouldn't fight you.
Well, one of the best things to do is to yell, I have a gun. And if that doesn't deter them, you better have a gun. You know? Or you could be like your Delaware's favorite son over there. Yeah, I got 5 shotguns. You just go off the deck and shoot a round off.
No.
Oh, he's the president now. I forgot.
Apparently.
Apparently, yeah. So that's what he says.
Yeah, we shall see.
Yep. I don't know if Chris has that audio or not. Do you have that audio of Biden on gun safety, Chris?
I will have to take a look to see if we've got it. If not, I'm sure I can find it somewhere.
I'm sure you can. So, all right, buddy. Thanks for the call, Glenn.
Very good. Thank you.
Is it Glenn? Yeah, it is Glenn. Okay.
No, it's actually Walt.
Walt. I'm sorry, Walt. Hello, Walt. Sorry.
Blame it on a head injury.
Yeah, I am. I am suffering from a head injury. Oh, no. No.
So do you have your scripts for your second commercial break?
No, but I'll get them.
Yeah, because, you know.
I think he's getting a little tired, honestly.
It's almost 10 minutes to 7.
It is, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, brother.
And they're all three, you know, live reads.
Are they?
Okay. Yes.
Well, why don't I talk about Linex spray-on bedliners? Providing unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest truck bedliners on the market. Whether you're a farmer, a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, or a weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. If it's a tree stand or a tackle box or a crab pot or any kind of tools or lumber or ladders, or paint cans, your Linex bedliner will not crack, bubble, or peel, and it resists all types of chemicals. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Give Jack Carver a call at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. And Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, owned and run by Bobby Hawkins, is off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Bobby's the man to call at 410-487-6405. 487-6405. Bay Linex, Glen Burnie, and Catonsville Linex can install tough truck gear accessories, too. And they've done that. They've installed fender liners and a tonneau cover. The steps came with the truck, but they've got the bug shields and all that other good stuff called Truck Gear by Linex. And they can even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called Value Guard. It sprays in all the little nooks and crannies and protects your vehicle from rust. So do what I did. Have Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie install your Linex spray-on truck bedliner and your truck gear today. You can do that. Do you have a hole in the wall that's surrounded by bricks and sucks all the heat out of your room? It's called a fire. You call it a fireplace, but you don't want to load logs in and lug logs and cut logs and buy logs and, you know, have all the dirt and dust in your house. Well, we had one of those too and never used it. You know, we didn't like smoke in the house. Didn't ever know if the damper was open or shut. Well, guess what? We fixed that. We visited Hearth America at Backyard Billy's and wanted to purchase a fireplace gas insert. We have natural gas here at the house. Not propane, but they can accommodate that as well. So Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. Robin and I selected Backyard Billy's to supply our Enviro EX35 gas fireplace insert after disappointing visits to several other Delmarva locations. Hearth America did the installation and has provided us since with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service. We both enjoy the convenience, the beauty, and the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert. And Robin likes the remote control. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries both Enviro and Regency brands, and now's the perfect time to own a new pellet gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom, Route 50 at Exit 44. Be ready for the cold weather now. Visit BackyardBillies.com or the Hearth America Facebook page. That phone number is 410-827-4500, 427-8500. 827-4500. Backyard Billies open 7 days a week. Route 50, Exit 44. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billies is the fireplace. Now, somebody was asking, Walt was talking about home defense guns. There's some great home defense guns available. Right now, firearms are in difficult supply, and so is the ammunition. But Clyde Sport Shop, I believe, still has some 9mm ammunition. It's a 20-round box of hollow points for $15. And that's a deal because you can't find it anywhere. And the fishing tackle's coming in on a daily basis. But Clyde Sport Shop is also your local full-line Browning dealer. When I say full-line, they carry the full line. So waterfowl season's just over, but we had a caller say he's loaded up with three boxes of shells and his A5. Well, that is the most reliable, fastest cycling, best balanced, and softest shooting recoil-operated autoloader on the planet. A great waterfowl firearm. Comes in Mossy Oak, Shadow Grass, Blades, DuraTouch Camo. It's got a fiber optic front sight, a humpback receiver just like your granddaddy's A5. Ergonomically balanced, recoil operated, kinematic drive system, and it's an autoloader shotgun with 100,000 round and a 5-year guarantee. If you like auto-loading rifles, the Mark III BAR Hell's Canyon Speed comes in a burnt bronze Cerakote finish. The Arid Urban Camo composite shim adjustable stock and Inflex recoil pad and Hell's Canyon Speed guns are all built to be durable and lightweight. This BAR, Browning Automatic Rifles, Autoloader, Mark III Hell's Canyon Speed, comes in a large selection of calibers, including Magnum and short Magnum calibers as well. Stop by and see them. Clyde Sport Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9, 410-242-6108, 242-6108 for Clyde Sport Shop. We'll be right back.
I don't have anything to play.
Oh, okay. Any callers online?
No, sir. We have absolutely nobody online. And at the same time, too, we've got maybe about a minute.
Oh, well, we wouldn't have time to be fair with another caller.
Exactly.
Yeah. Harwood was the place I was trying to call the name of. Yep. So, yes. Thank you, John B. I appreciate the nice words. Robin, you have anything to say in the last minute of the show?
Mm-mm.
No?
Mm-mm. I'm ready for a shower and a nap.
Shower and nap. I don't blame you. It was a late night last night.
It was a long night last night.
Long night, yep.
But you woke up every time I jiggled you, so that was a good thing.
Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear that. So, yes, indeed. So it's been an eventful week. Thursday. I was on my way to pick up the Maryland Hunting Quarterly hard copies, printed copies.
Yes.
And I got to see, right over Kent Island, I got to see, or Kent Narrows, I got to see two eagles locked
That's
up.
That's Graysonville.
Graysonville, yeah. Okay, Graysonville. Two eagles locked up, talons, locked in talons, tumbling towards the ground. They got into the trees before they turned each other loose. That was pretty cool. I got to see a lot of eagles. I was talking to somebody yesterday. Up in, I can't remember where it was, but Kent County was talking about seeing the golden eagles in Kent County. Nobody knew what they were, hadn't seen them. I've seen several golden eagles. So, Maryland, you have golden eagles, you have bald eagles, you have a wide variety of hawks and predator birds and raptors. I'll tell you what, I love seeing it, all that stuff in Maryland. I really do. Snow geese, Canada geese. Tundra swans, all the great waterfowl we've got. What a paradise.
It's really cool.
It is. Shame the politics.